Assalamu alaikum. I wrote a poem about crying from Burmese Muslim. There's pain and cry in every girl or boy. There's heart in every soul. In Rohingya, everything's a toll. Rohingya Muslims are slaughtered due to their race. Killers and butchers are trying to just them erase. A kid had a family and a home. Now everything's gone. Now only left is a comb. Boom. Thousands and thousands houses are burned with residents. The government doesn't care, neither the president. Lots of families and homes are being destroyed. They don't care if you're a girl or a boy.
Shame, shame, shame.
Their parents have been killed, and their sister and brother. Some of them just lost father, and some lost both forever. There are days and nights of injustice and ignorance. There are lots of careless people who behave overbalanced. In Rohingya, a Muslim is not allowed to get education, to have even basic human rights, or to live elation. If you wear a hijab, you might get assassinated. If you have a beard, you might get discriminated.
Shame, shame.
There's no food to eat and to drink water. To live a life, you're not allowed to cross the border. Let's raise your voice and give us human rights and to make for us better days and nights. O Muslim Ummah, awake. We are also your brother. O Allah, save us before we would be smother.
We recognize that the people that they came over here, they have a feeling of sorrow and pain in their hearts. Because of that, they joined this demonstration. And many other people, they didn't show up here. They also know all these stories. But there are a lot of things to do. They have different priorities. Their work, their other meetings, their rest. So, if we know the actual situation, what's going on there, and how it happened, you can see in these pictures, they are just recent pictures, they are displaying that what is going on there. So I think nobody can stay at their homes. They should come out their homes and try to raise their voice and try to push the government of Canada and every government to put sanctions and to put some kind of political pressures to get a relief to these people, to let them allow to eat, to drink, and to revive their basic human rights. Now, I want to introduce